All right, fantastic, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. This is Sanjeev Javia, Jeevers, and you are on the Healthy Body Challenge call. And super excited about tonight's call, but really, really excited about tomorrow's call. I don't know if many of you have gotten the chance to check out some of the really interesting, exciting, fun Facebook posts that have gone out the last couple days. But we have a special call that we actually, it's a Facebook Live, and it is going to be at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, and it's going to be on Michelle Wallach's Facebook page. All the details, by the way, are on the Resource Center in the back office, and then also it's on the Facebook Squares that are going out right now on the official Longevity corporate Facebook page. And then I think there's a few other like banners and things like that that show the phone number and the website address and all that sort of stuff. And we're actually doing something super exciting tomorrow. We are going to be introducing a new personality to Longevity and also a new product. And I think many of you might have gotten a chance to read a couple of my posts. I've been giving out some hints or something like that, you know, right? And it's actually been somebody that I've been working with for about a year now, more than a year, actually. I've known him, but the last year or so, we've really been working together. And he's an incredible, incredible individual. I can't give you his name yet, obviously, because it's going to be a surprise. But he has an incredible, very Dr. Wallach-esque story. And he is incredibly, I keep using this word incredibly, unfortunately, but of very prominent in his field of wellness. He has a huge following. You probably, many of you who kind of are into nutrition and into wellness and read different types of blogs and things like that, or check out some of these posts that come through your Facebook page that relate to health and wellness, I can pretty much guarantee, well, not guarantee, that many of you have probably seen him because he has written many, many articles. A few of them have become some of the most viral ones out there, and we are so jazzed to have him part of the Longevity team, and we're really excited about having him part of not only the Longevity team, but on a formulation kind of team in which himself, myself, and him, I don't know if that's the right grammar, but he and I actually formulated a product together, and it's a really great product because it fits into a space of Longevity's product portfolio that nothing is. You know how sometimes Longevity, we love to develop products, we come out with new things all the time, but sometimes you're really not sure exactly about that product and where it sits because it may be overlapping in some of the benefits of another product, or it may have an ingredient similarity to another product or whatever. But this product is actually in a brand new space of Longevity, and it has as a different perspective on a health benefit that we've talked a lot about, and it's probably the number one kind of health issue. Actually, it is the number one health issue in the world. And so we're really jazzed about bringing together a product and a personality, a credibility piece that really allows all of you who are not only product zealots, but also individuals who really appreciate the opportunity of what Longevity provides, something that you can build a business with or help a lot of people with, talk a lot about the products, talk about the quality of the products, et cetera, you know, right? And so that will be tomorrow. And so please, please join us. If you have any new prospects or friends or family that have kind of been looking at the products or looking at the company and they're really not sure for whatever reasons, Facebook Lives like this or calls like this that's going to be happening tomorrow are really great because they oftentimes offer that one element of interest because it's in a health benefit that they are particularly interested in. And then on top of that, you know, sometimes they always like to see new people that are coming into the organization. You know, they want to know that are you attracting high quality people to your company? You know, are you attracting third party credibility pieces that are people who are independent, you know, not necessarily having to talk about the product or be associated with the company. They're doing it because they want to do it and they know it's the right thing to do, right? And so anyways, please join us tomorrow. But one of the things that I wanted to kind of talk about today was actually a conversation that I had with some friends the other day, right? And it seems like anytime you talk about health and wellness, it always comes to the conversation of weight loss, right? It's always about weight loss. It seems like 9 out of 10 people that I'm talking to would like to lose weight, you know, right? And the reason why they do that, obviously, is because there's kind of two main reasons. They're not the only reasons, but there are two main reasons, okay, right? The first main reason is that people don't necessarily like to see themselves as being overweight, okay, right? They like to look fit. They like to feel fit. They like to think that or feel that, you know, the way that they will look at themselves in the mirror or people will perceive them is that they are a healthy, fit person. And they automatically think that if they lose weight, they will be seen as such. And then also do remember, probably in that same conversation, is that, you know, feeling unfit like that can really play a lot with your emotions and things like that, you know, right? And it can really put a sense of self-worth on you. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be that way, but it just kind of, some of those are the realities, right? And so there's kind of that first reason. And then the second reason is that, you know, people, like I was saying earlier, have this perception that if they are at the right weight, that they are healthy. And that if that they are at the right weight, then they are not going to be faced with some of the health traumas that they usually, or the medical society has attached being overweight to. And I think many of you have probably heard my whole philosophy, and it's not mine, it's a lot of people's, you know, and it's actually the truth, you know. And I think the best example to give all of you is that, like, I remember when my mom was diabetic, you know, right, and she was type 2 diabetic, you know, right, and the doctor would say, well, Kumud, that was her name, Kumud, you know, you are diabetic because you're overweight. So you need to lose weight. And if you lose weight, then you won't be diabetic, right? And your diabetes essentially is caused because you're overweight. Well, that is a very simplistic way of looking at a very, very a terrible health issue, which is diabetes, okay, right? It is a very, not just simple way, it's a very trivial way to look at it, and it's the very wrong way to look at it. It's a simple kind of, let me look at your symptoms, and when I see some outward signs of your symptoms, I'm going to attach that to some sort of disease or illness, and that's totally wrong. And as many of you know, and I've gone through this on previous calls and presentations and things like that, is that, you know, in this particular example, the reason why she was overweight was because she was diabetic. So let me say that again. The reason why she was overweight was because she was diabetic. So meaning that diabetes is defined as a inability for your pancreas to function properly, and then secondly, is defined as the potency of your insulin to be not as potent, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to take sugar out of the bloodstream. Well, when you have those two things happen, the result of that is sugar being stored in areas of the body that it shouldn't, which is fat. So essentially, what my mother had done was she had consumed essentially so much carbohydrates and so much sugar, and had done them in such a way that her metabolic systems to be able to rid her body of those sugars and those carbohydrates were broken down. So because that mechanism was broken down, it then left that sugar in the bloodstream or caused that sugar to be stored improperly into fat tissue, which then essentially caused her to what? Be overweight. So the reason why I'm giving you that example is because this is very much what Dr. Wallach has been talking about for 50 years. He's saying, listen, don't worry about your symptoms. The symptoms are the least of your issue. Your arthritis is the least of your issue. Your night blindness is the least of your issue. Your migraines and headaches are the least of your issue. Your being overweight is the least of your issue. Your key problem is that your body is not healthy. And when you are not healthy, your systems will go awry. You will not be able to do the proper processes that your body needs to do. You will not get the recovery, the repairing from the consistent and obvious and unavoidable trauma that you are going to face. So therefore, what you need to do is you need to get yourself in an incredible healthy state. Because we produce symptoms differently. Each of us produce symptoms differently. Some people will produce a high blood sugar environment as with the symptom of cardiovascular disease. Some people will have a high blood sugar system and have the symptom of nerve issues, neurological issues. Some people that will have high blood sugar environments will become overweight. But at the very end of the day, the root cause of the issue is a mismanagement or an inability to break down, utilize, metabolize the sugar that you have in your bloodstream. So you must get yourself incredibly healthy. You must put yourself into alignment. The reason why I'm talking about this is because somebody was telling me the other day, you know, we were looking at all of these different kind of weight loss systems and programs that had kind of gone on. And one of the ones that has been almost kind of constant for the last 20 or 30 years is this whole kind of, and I always use this example of the Slim Fast, the Slim Fast system. And for those of you that are a little bit older, you would hear a lot more about this because when Slim Fast was incredibly or popular, you would always hear shake in the morning, shake in the afternoon, and a healthy dinner. Shake in the morning, shake in the afternoon, and a healthy dinner. Like, basically, that's what the Slim Fast system was. And if you took a look at a lot of weight loss plans, they're very similar to that. They give you a preset meal in the morning, a preset meal in the afternoon, and then you can kind of make your own at nighttime, okay? And these preset meals usually take the form of a shake, because it's very simple for somebody to just take a couple scoops out, mix it with water, shake it up, and drink it. It doesn't take very long. It's very simple, and it's a very calculated way of getting your nutrition. You can't mess up one scoop of the Fit Shake. You can't mess up one scoop of the Thunder FX shake. You can't mess up one scoop of the TMR. One scoop is what one scoop is. It's always going to be 110 calories, 21 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber. It's already preset. So therefore, it's a whole lot easier to do than if you were trying to make your meal. So anyways, that's why that concept has been very successful, has been around for a very long time, and it works. It works because you can manage, well, number one, not only can you manage your calories, but you can actually manage the types of foods that you're consuming. And that's the two biggest issues that people have when they're trying to lose weight is they don't manage their calories, they don't manage their numbers, if you will. But the biggest problem not managing your numbers is that the numbers that you actually are putting together may not be the most nutrient-dense or healthiest numbers. And therefore, it causes you to maybe accomplish one thing, which is get to your numbers, but it doesn't allow you to accomplish the second and most important thing, which is be very healthy. And if you're looking at weight and weight gain as a symptom of the root cause of being unhealthy, this is now how you can understand why a lot of people will yo-yo with their weight. And a lot of people will have successes with their weight while other people don't have successes, or why people are able to continue to lose or not continue to maintain their weight while some others don't. I was just having a conversation with one of our distributors the other day, and he said, "Listen, Givers, you know, I'm now at a point in which I need to learn how to maintain my weight loss, because I told myself at the very beginning when I started to lose this weight that I was going to maintain it, but I lost the weight, and then I started saying, oh, well, I guess I don't need to be as strict for this weekend. And then I said, oh, I didn't need to be all that strict for this week, or I don't need to be all that strict for this vacation, this two-week vacation, or I don't need to be as strict for the summer. And see, what he was basically telling me was something that I've always told people that are able to maintain their weight and not maintain their weight, or what I basically told him was something that I witnessed in which what makes me successful and other people maybe not as successful. And what I said to him is, I said, the difference between you and I is that you do healthy. I be healthy. The difference of those two words, do and be, are very, very important. Because when you do healthy, there's a good chance of you not doing it at certain times. But when you are being healthy, and it is who you be, it is within you, it is how you conduct your life and what your value system is and what your principles are and what you actually enjoy, then you don't have any worries about maintaining your weight, because your weight just happens to be a symptom of you just being healthy. And you enjoy that, and that's your principle in it, your value in it, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, there was that whole thing, okay, right? But getting back to my original thing was that people started talking about, well, all of these nutritional programs, you know, if you were trying to lose weight, and what would you do? You know, would you do the ketogenic program? Would you do the, and I don't know how many of you know this, but there's a brand new weight loss 30-day burst on healthybodychallenge.com. And if you go to healthybodychallenge.com, you see not only the two 30-day weight loss bursts that we have, but you also see the Healthy Body Challenge contest, which, by the way, for those of you that want to enter that contest for August, because we will be awarding those prizes and the recognition in August, you must turn in all your information by Monday. So by Monday, it's Wednesday today. So you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and by Monday, we have to have your information. And the details are on the website of what to turn in and where to turn it in. But it's very important for those of you that want to be considered for the weight loss challenge and the transformation challenge. If you've had a weight loss story or weight loss accomplishment from January till now, or if you've had a health transformation from January till now, then you want to turn those results in, because obviously we're giving away thousands of dollars worth of prizes and photo shoots and video shoots and clothes and registration and travel and all that sort of stuff. So anyways, just please make sure you do that. Anyways, the whole point of that, they said, well, what would you do? And I said, well, if I had to do something really, really simple, then what I would do is I would do something very similar to what Youngevity did, which is I would, or Youngevity, a SlimFast did. I would do shake-shake-meal. But what I would do that would be different than what SlimFast and these other companies promote is that I would make sure that my first two meals, whatever it was, breakfast or lunch or dinner, I mean, basically, guys, the whole concept is replace two meals with something that is very calculated, very simple, and is nutrient dense. Now, SlimFast actually thinks that their their product is that, but I will highly doubt that. Okay, right? But obviously, I'm at Youngevity, so I have resources to a lot of fantastic products. And when I take a look at what nutrients that my body needs, there are only three types of nutrients that your body takes in. They take in macronutrients, micronutrients, and phytonutrients. So macronutrients are defined as proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. So everything you eat, everything that you put into your mouth is a composition of protein, fats, carbohydrates, nothing else. Those are macronutrients. Now, in those macronutrients, you have an entire spectrum of other nutrients. And those nutrients are either micronutrients or they're phytonutrients. And micronutrients are best described as vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. These are the nutrients that are inherently found in all types of foods, plant-based foods, animal-based foods, you know, et cetera, okay? And they're made up of various levels of these micronutrients. Vitamin A's, vitamin D's, vitamin C's, calcium, magnesium, potassium, you know, omega-3, fatty acid, lysine, isoleucine. These are the amino acids, okay, right? And these are micronutrients. The reason, obviously, why they're called micronutrients rather than macronutrients is the body needs micro amounts of it. So we're talking about milligrams to grams of it, okay, right? Maybe 1 or 2 grams at the most or whatever. As long as you're not in some sort of health concern, you need just like, you know, minimal micrograms or milligrams or grams. Macronutrients, you need a lot. Macro means more. Now you're talking about 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 100 grams of things, okay, right? And so, and then the next classification of nutrients that are found in those macronutrients is phytonutrients. And phyto is Latin for plant. So So they're plant-based nutrients. These are the carotenoids. These are the bioflavonoids. These are the pectins. These are all the cellulose. You know, these are the ones that are not categorized as a vitamin or a mineral or an amino acid or an essential fatty acid. They're found in plants. They're kind of the interworkings of plants. And probably the reason why you may know a lot of this if you've been associated with Youngevity is that one of our partners, a friend of mine who we formulated two products together, the Fit Shake and the Super Greens, Jordan Rubin, who started a company called Garden of Life, and also one of our brand partners called Beyond Organic, he is a huge believer in phytonutrients and feels that phytonutrients are one of probably and if the most, he's just as passionate about phytonutrients as Dr. Wallach is about micronutrients. And so you'll notice that formulations, that products that Jordan Rubin puts together are heavily focused on plant-based nutrients or entire plants or entire foods, fruits or vegetables or things like that. And products that Dr. Wallach really puts together are more focused on concentrated vitamins and minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids. These are basically think about this, right? Jordan will take an asparagus and say, you should eat more asparagus. And Dr. Wallach is going to say, okay, even though the asparagus is really fantastic, one of the things that you absolutely need from that asparagus is vitamin A. So let's go get you the vitamin A from asparagus because your body is going to be very deficient in that vitamin A because there's no way that you can actually consume enough asparagus and the right quality of asparagus and the nutrient density of asparagus for you to get that vitamin A. And that's why it's a very, very complementary approach because what we're focused mostly on is in one product, such as the Super Greens, is not necessarily the vitamin A, but all the phytonutrients that are surround the vitamin A. While in a product like BTT, we focus on just the vitamin A. So you kind of get the best of both worlds there, right? So when you think about this and you know that the only types of nutrition and nutrients that your body consumes is macronutrients, micronutrients, and phytonutrients, then what a guy like me does is say, if I'm going to have a shake meal, then I'm going to make my shake the perfect combination of macro, micro, and phytonutrients. And I'm going to make sure that not only if I'm doing that type of program, I'll do that, but throughout the day that I always supplement my food with macro and micro and phytonutrients. Dr. Wallach said it best to me the other day. He said, I don't rely on food to be my primary source of nutrition. And I know that flies against all of what nutritionists talk about and probably what doctors would talk about and other kind of wellness coaches and people talk about because nobody wants to say anything bad about food. Nobody wants to say anything bad about fruits or vegetables or anything like that. Nobody wants to take away what is brilliantly made in nature. But Dr. Wallach is being very pragmatic. He's saying, listen, I'm not trying to talk bad about food. What I am trying to say is, how can you tell me that the food that we consume, regardless of whether it's organic or non-organic or from your local farm or not your local farm or what, is has the nutrient density that would keep up with your lifestyle? Now, Dr. Wallach may be not a very good example of a typical lifestyle because he's so incredibly passionate. He's so incredibly busy. He's on his mission. He's traveling 300 days a week. He gives a lecture every other day on average. He's busy, busy, busy. But you know what, guys? He lives a very purposeful life, and he lives a very busy life. And I'll tell you what, most of us do live that busy life. And if we're not necessarily maybe going around and flying around the country and we're speaking in front of large groups, what we are doing is taking care of our families. We are going to work. We're shuttling the kids back and forth. We are hit with constant traumas that happen in our environment. I mean, we all live and stress doesn't always have to be negative. Stress is stress. So whether it's positive stress or negative stress, whether it's me being positively stressed because I'm getting super excited for a convention that's happening in August and trying to build products and trying to build materials and PowerPoints and doing, hey, I love that sort of stuff. But it's still stress, and it's causing my body to create stress, and it's causing my body to create free radicals, and it's causing my body to deteriorate and get inflamed. And the only thing that's going to save me is the nutrition that I put into my body. Now, if you think that if I'm going to get all of that from the foods that I consume, I believe, Dr. Wallach, I'm not going to get it. So therefore, I'm going to use food as actually the supplement. I'm going to use my primary source of nutrition as my YGY products because I know what's in them. And I know the concentrations. And I know I can get them into my body because they're a lot more simpler than me cooking a meal and doing all that sort of. And I'm not trying to take away from food. I'm just trying to be pragmatic, just like Dr. Wallach is saying. So because of that, when somebody asks me, okay, Jeevers, what are your go-to products? The three key products that I kind of go to are the three products that focus on the three major classifications of nutrition that my body consumes on a daily basis or needs on a daily basis: macronutrients, micronutrients, and phytonutrients. So the product that I enjoy for macronutrients is the Fit Shake. And the reason why I enjoy this particular one, but we have other great ones, just like the TMR shake, the Total Meal Replacement shake, just like the Slender FX shake, just like the Nutrim shake. We have a lot of these different ones. But I guess the reason why I kind of gravitate towards the Fit Shake is because it happens to be one of my formulations, but I like the blend of proteins. I like the fact that it has whey protein and it has flaxseed protein and it has coconut milk protein. I like the fact that it has healthy fats. I'm a big believer, obviously, in the collagen benefits of bone broth. And so using bone broth protein, I like the fact that it helps my digestion with probiotics and digestive enzymes. I'm a huge believer in vitamin D3, and so it has 1,000 IUs of vitamin D3. I'm a performance-oriented individual. I'm very active, so therefore the Fit Shake really fits a perfect product on a macronutrient base that not only helps for my muscles to repair and to recover, but also for my joints, my entire musculoskeletal system, if you will, you know, right? And so therefore, from a macro level, if I'm trying to go get my protein, fats, and carbs, I will go towards something like the Fit Shake. And then the second product that I really want is obviously the BTT, because there isn't another product that has very concentrated amounts of micronutrients. I understand the value of eating whole food. I understand the value of eating asparagus. But the thing is the main thing that I want to get out of asparagus is the vitamin A. And it's impossible for me to eat enough asparagus to get 10,000 IUs of vitamin A. That's why I'm going to take a product like BTT that has those very, very concentrated sets of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and things like that. And then the third product that I'm going to take is because I do understand the value that these plant-based nutrients act as enzymes for all of my metabolic processes, I want to have the super greens, which is highly dense in plant-based nutrients. That's the reason why it has the fermented flaxseed and the fermented green tea and the fermented black tea and a digestive enzyme blend and alfalfa grass and carrots and wild berries and pomegranates and gojis and broccoli and all of the things that I know are very dense in nutrients. But when you accelerate their organic value by creating using a fermentation process and then condensing all of that into a very simple scoop that I can just put into, you know, 5-8 ounces of water and feel like I got a good portion of my phytonutrients that I need a day, it really makes it very logical for me to always go to these three products at the very minimum every day to supplement or to enhance my daily nutrition. So anyways, guys, I hope this information was valuable. I hope that if you are looking for a very simple way to get healthy or a simple way to get the result of being healthy, which is weight loss, and you want to do something kind of where it's like having a healthy meal and doing the rest very simply, just make sure that you take these three products, and essentially what you've done is you've created the most nutrient-dense a shake, if you will, with the three key major and only classifications of nutrients that you would put into your body on a daily basis. So anyways, I went a little bit over here. I hope you guys do not go anywhere. We have obviously something that I'm a huge believer in, and as I use them more and more, I really feel their incredible worth, everything from, you know, sleep to digestion to cognitive health, which is essential oils. And Leanne King, I'm going to hand the call off to her, and she will be talking about essential oils and its value. And hopefully you've signed up for her class. I think it's actually sold out, at the August convention. So, Leanne, are you out there?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'll hand the call off to you. Sorry, it took a little bit of the time here.
That's okay. That gave me time to finish getting ready. I was running late today, so it was perfect.
Yay! Good deal.
Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome on Facebook Live and welcome on the phone. And I do have a microphone here that is connected to the phone that's doing the Facebook Live, trying to get better recordings for you guys. Did you go on your desk and there's a stack of paper I printed off? That's all the names for the drawing today. So, well, instead of going